Welcome to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. This podcast series offers a fun and serious look at hypnosis and offers various ideas, discuss case studies, along with NGH educational opportunities.
And welcome to the NGH Hypnosis Podcast. I'm Jeremy Bashan, your executive director here at the National Guild. Today's podcast is to give you some insight into the presentations at the 2025 Solid Gold Weekend being held in Las Vegas, Nevada on March 1st and 2nd at the Tuscany Suites Hotel and Casino. Since it's, the new year, 2025, we just had Christmas. The NGH is giving a gift out for the first 75 people who sign up for the Solid Gold Weekend in Las Vegas. We will be giving access to three previous years of Solid Gold Weekend recordings. So you get not only this year, you get to attend in person, you get the information from three previous years of the Solid Gold. Please welcome our award-winning Solid Gold presenters. We have Scott Giles, Dr. Kate Bevins, Dan Candell, Will Horton, Don Motton, and Erica Flint. Welcome, everybody, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Glad to be here.
So let's start things off with Dr. Kate Bevins from England. Kate will be teaching Mastering Hypnosis Presentations and Demonstrations. Good morning, Kate.
Hello.
How are you doing this fine day?
I am great, thank you. I am so looking forward to Solid Gold, counting the days down.
Awesome. Well, tell us a little bit about what you're presenting at this year's Solid Gold Weekend.
Well, I'm going to be talking about demonstrations and presentations as a way of promoting your business. How to get out from behind the screen or behind the website and the emails and actually have a presence in your community. And one of the wonderful things about the choices that have been made for the presenters for Solid Gold is that it looks like all of our presentations are going to weave together to create something truly amazing by the end of those 2 days. So I'm really excited to be part of that. It's almost like creating a tapestry of something truly useful. So although, you know, I'm going to be talking about presentations and demonstrations, Dan's doing something along presentations as well. Erica's got her story coming in. Scott's amazing, bringing electronics in, which is going to be super helpful for everybody non-techie, probably me included. And then Don's doing stories as well. He's a storyteller, is Don. And then Will's got something that's super interesting because now we're all going to be looking at everybody going, what are you doing? Are you being truthful? But it's also, I suspect, a really good way of helping us to be more observant so that when we're doing, for myself, when we're doing presentations and demonstrations, we're able to keep that overview of our audience and notice, you know, are there the odd little, you know, coughs and are people looking around? In which case we might want to adapt and speed up. If people are looking super interested, then maybe we want to expand on that topic. So all of that, I think, is going to come together, particularly for my presentation. It's going to be a bit of a workshop. So people will actually be doing things during that session. So rather than just sit there, relax and have a wave of information wash over you, I think one of the best ways of learning something is to do it. So people by the end of the session will have delivered an impromptu presentation and possibly even a demo as well, which makes it really exciting. I think the energy in the room is going to be high.
Well, that's interesting that you say that all the presentations together will give the tools needed to attendees for whether it's going out into a public setting and doing demonstration in order to build your practice. I'm looking forward to that presentation, Kate. And we got great reviews from you at the NGH convention about your lecture demos. So I know a lot of our members who can't make it out to the East Coast for August and are located in the West Coast, Vegas is perfect for them, and they get to take the tools that you're teaching them at the Solid Gold Weekend. So I'm really looking forward to that. Thank you. Let's move on to our Vice President, Don Martin. Hello, Don.
Hello. I'm excited to be with these great colleagues. The Solid Gold's one of those things that as soon as it's over, I'm immediately thinking about the convention in August. And then after that, my little mind goes back to Solid Gold. So, yeah, it's nice. And as Kate said, it's a great time not only to hear it, to see demos, and feel really confident in what we're doing. Right. I have two programs. One of them, after class, train the trainers, teaching people to become a certified instructor. And I'd love to tell you I figured this out on my own, but I didn't. I had students say, I have an $80,000 student loan on a degree that I can't function. And so a lot of people are looking at hypnosis that way. And my main one during it is using hypnosis stories. Over the years, I have people, you're more Ericksonian, you're more Ellman, and kind of this, that, and the other. And I always look at it opposed to a direct statement. For example, weight loss. Too often people, I'm looking for this moment that I finally reach 118 pounds, but I'm miserable in the process of getting there. So for that, and again, the stories are short, sweet, and to the point. While the person's in a hypnotic state, they say, I don't know if you've ever bowled. Many people have, some haven't. But bowling, the best score you can ever get is 300. That's it. There's not a 301. And I wonder sometime, well, why don't people just take the ball, set it aside, and just write 300 on their score sheet? And the reason's obvious. It's not just reaching that special number. It's the enjoyment of striving for that. So those type of things, stories where people, yeah. And the other thing that I know our my friends are going to do, we made sure that we have the material written out. Too often I hear people, I like what you did there, but I can't remember the day after tomorrow. So I think we have something like a 20-page workbook that's going to every person. So they have something to take home and reinforce on the items that they found beneficial.
Oh, that's great, Don. And of course, what a perfect person to talk about using powerful stories in their sessions. And Don Martin, you've been in the profession for 40 years or more, and yeah, hypnotized.
I didn't realize how old I was. I had somebody, you've been doing this for 4 decades. I said, oh my God, that sounds awful. 44 years isn't as bad. But no, I started full time in August of 1980.
So you can say that you have a little bit of experience.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm learning as I go. But I think I've hypnotized somewhere about 50,000 people. And I'll be just as excited doing the next person at Solid Gold as I was with the second person. First one doesn't count. I don't care what you said. You're scared to death. We're going to have spontaneous human combustion. And you're sitting there and the person come, I really liked it. Yeah, all my clients tell me that. And they left and I had to take a half hour break. So you'll be able, I want our participants, there's three things. Number one, you came to learn. Number two, you should have had a good time. And number three, you should have good rapport with your instructors and the group we have here. Is a slam dunk. People are definitely going to be able to connect with all of us.
Absolutely. And that's the feeling that, attendees tell me the most after a Solid Gold Weekend is how confident they are in using these techniques that they've learned at the Solid Gold Weekend in their own practice, like right away. They're going home and they're using the techniques that you presenters are showing them over a weekend, and they're going right to their practice and implementing what they learned, which is great because they're so confident in the skills that they learned from you at the Solid Gold Weekend, because you make sure that you really go through the topic and make sure the attendees get what they need out of the presentation. So that's excellent. And of course, the Train the Trainer program, if you want to become a certified instructor and you would like to teach the NGH certification program, Don Martin will be teaching it. It will be after the Solid Goal weekend, so March 3rd through the 7th, Don will be teaching the Train the Trainer. So thank you, Don.
Welcome.
Good morning, Dan Kandel.
It is a pleasure to be here, Jay, and everybody else. I'm super excited to engage and participate in the Solid Gold Weekend. We're all going to have a great time.
And Dan, we're looking forward to having you there. You will be teaching powerful, profitable presentations, the three P's in business.
I will. I have to say, I was so happy to see that Kate was also going to be sharing about presentations. And I reached out to Jay, Dr. Kate, and I said, I'm a little nervous because Kate really knows her stuff with presentations. So I said, do you want me to present on something different? He said, no, you both talk about different things. So I'm super excited about this. One of the things that I'll be sharing is how I built my hypnosis practice without spending a dollar in advertising on doing presentations and stage hypnosis shows. And there is a way to turn every presentation into a powerful, profitable one, depending on what you, how you structure it and what you give away at the end. And it's all about the CTA or the call to action. And I remember when I was giving free talks and free presentations to, as we talked about a little bit before, the Rotaries, the Knights of Columbus, the luncheons, the breakfast, networking groups. And I was doing them for free. And I would go and sit and I would get the free breakfast or I'd get the free lunch. And then a bank called me for what they call a lunch and learn. And they said, Dan, we have speakers come that present and we want to bring you in to speak to our bank. And I said, okay, I can do that. And I was about to say, I'll do it for free. I do these for free. And she said, right before I said that, she said, we pay our speakers $2,500. That's what's in our budget. Is that okay for you? And I said, well, I normally charge $3,500, but I can lower it to $2,500. Sure, why not? So there's a way also that I call my booking sledgehammer, where, and I'm going to be giving that away to everybody who presents at Solid Gold. And the booking sledgehammer is a way that you can take a free booking and make it into a paid booking very, very easily. I'm also going to be sharing, as I said, it's all about the CTA, what to do at the end of your presentation to make sure people walk away, not just with your business card, because everybody's going to ask for your business card. Many people are going to crumple it up and put it in their pocket and never look at it again. So it's what do you give away and what do you do and how do you, in a way, use persuasive communication to get people to act even after the presentation to make sure they still stay engaged, and how to essentially do a mini stage show without knowing anything about stage hypnosis. So that's what I'll be sharing in my powerful, profitable presentations at Solid Gold. And look, I'm not just a presenter, I'm also an attendee. I can't wait to sit back and learn as well. I'm super excited to be there and super excited to learn from everybody on the panel too.
It really is such a fun weekend. And what a great bonus that you're giving to our attendees, Dan. That's wonderful. Absolutely. You know, you did reach out to me and you're like, Dr. Kate's doing the same topic. Do you want me to do something different? But I think that you both will build upon each other.
Our presentation, they're very complimentary. And I know they're very supportive. And you can watch Dr. Kate's presentation, watch my presentation. You're going to be able to now supercharge your presentations and your demonstrations because you're getting two different perspectives that are very supportive. So I'm super excited to, and Kate, I'm super excited to also learn about your methods of presenting as well. I've seen you present several times. I've also gone through some of your presentations and I'm just super excited.
I see Reverend Scott Giles is here and he will be teaching using electronics in your hypnotism practice. Hello, Scott.
It's going to be a pleasure. Solid Gold is one of the events I always look forward to. And I've even come to it when I've just been a participant, because the presentations are longer, and so you have a chance to go more in depth. But also the faculty are going to be senior practitioners who are known to have successful practices. One of the things that I think really holds us back as a profession is that a lot of these conferences, the people doing presentations and offering training are beginners themselves. They haven't really founded a practice that has endured and so on. And that is not something you're ever going to find at a Solid Gold. It's a chance to learn from people who are clearly successful. In my case, I've been doing this for 35 years full time. And the changes I've seen in how to do hypnosis and how to market your practice over that time has just been astonishing. I mean, I began usually have a little boom box on my desk for the background music and a little pocket recorder to record the induction for the client. When I got started, I purchased from Don Mutton's company a package on how to operate your hypnosis office, and it was good for the time. The thing is now, we don't hire receptionists to answer our telephones. We don't have to worry about writing a Yellow Pages ad. There's been just tremendous change. And the public has transformed into an audience. They expect to be entertained and engaged. It's all about building rapport and community. And then when they're ready to buy, they buy from you. And so these days you've got to be doing video presentations and so on if you're going to have a serious reach into the public. So my presentation will have three major sections. The first, how most gracefully and elegantly to integrate recorded material into your hypnotic work with an individual client or in a group. And I will take this right to the very beginning, how to make the recordings yourself, how to edit them, how to remove background noise, how to edit them and package them so you have an attractive product. When I began doing this, I used to have stacks of rack-mounted studio-grade audio gear. Now, everything comes over the computer. It's not expensive, it's not difficult, and it's getting steadily easier. So I'm going to show how to make the recordings and then how to integrate them seamlessly in your work with an individual client or group, whether you're in person or online. The second section, I'm going to do the same thing, but with video. I do two video blogs, about 10 minutes each, every single week. And these are then uploaded to various places on the internet where they spread virally. And I know people are often concerned about being able to do videos attractively, but the reality is, and research supports this, content trumps presentation. It's nice if your videos look good and all that. That's certainly a plus. But people are there for the information you're conveying. And it doesn't matter if you're shooting it on an iPhone, standing in a field with your pet horse. What matters is that the material you're sharing is good. So you can do almost anything you need to do without having to make a heavy investment in studios and that sort of stuff, and not fall for the people who are trying to sell you studio packages for large amounts of money and stuff. You don't need it. You can handle this on your own. So I'm going to do video. Then the third part's going to be, and I will also do an actual demonstration using video editing software of how to take a graphic, your live video feed, put a digital background in, and construct this into a file that you could upload to Facebook or Instagram and so on. And the third thing is going to be how to leverage this in terms of your marketing, how to spread it on the internet, what to do, what not to do, tips, tricks, and traps, because it's very easy to get caught up in something that you then can't get out of and cost you a lot of money. So I'm looking forward to that. And I'm also look forward to sitting in the back of the room and learning from my colleagues, because I always do every time I come to Solid Gold.
Oh, that's great, Scott. So it's a full comprehensive program from A to Z on using electronics in your practice. So that's, you know, with this day and age where we're going with you know, a lot of virtual sessions and you know, using a lot more in the internet, you're right, these videos that you put out on different platforms could really get traction and pull clients into your practice as well. So we're really looking forward to that, Scott. Thank you very much for sharing. And let's see, we got Dr. Will Horton. He will be teaching behavior profiling and deception detection mastery. This is the first time this is being taught for the NGH. Let us know a little more about that, Dr. Will.
Okay. Well, you know, it's a class I never thought I'd teach, to be honest with you. Like my dear friend Don, who is in law enforcement, I was given the honor. It was first time in 2000 to go to Quantico, the head of the FBI Training Academy. And I got invited for a lot of various reasons, but they were taking a lot of the NLP techniques and hypnosis techniques, and they were doing it for hostage negotiation, they used to call it, now it's crisis negotiation, and also behavior profiling, right? And so it was a great place to go and begin to learn. And they kind of asked us, they didn't make us sign an NDA, but they said, please don't really teach the really covert stuff, right? And so the first thing, you know, I was there and I got to have a lot of fun and I got to interact. And that reminds me really quickly, one of the great things I like about Solid Gold, I've been blessed to go there several times as a presenter, and several times I just would go, because if you like to meet people one-on-one, I remember the first time I went, you know, I got to spend a lot of time with people that, even like at the NGH, as much as I love it, the big conference, there's a lot going on. There's all this interaction here. Here it's like we eat lunch together. We meet for coffee together. You end up, every presenter sits in the room while the presenters are going on, because like was said, we're students as we're there, because it's also that you actually have enough time to teach, right? It's not just a little like, here's an intro, we go do that. So, which ties into like one of the things I learned at the FBI and heard everybody here kind of mention it, which is the FBI is a great training organization on skill building, right? And how do you build a skill? You have to practice it. Reading a book won't give it to you, even watching a video, unless you actually do the techniques. So I'm hearing everybody say, we're not only going to show you how to do this, we're going to have them break up and go and do this. And the topic of deception detection and behavior profiling, secrets of the FBI and the CIA, which is something that people find fascinating. So if you want to sit through Dan and Dr. Kate's class on, you know, give a presentation, if you kick an idea out that you're going to teach people the secrets of the FBI and the CIA, that'll usually get business people involved, right? So what I'm going to do is I started teaching this a little bit last year, and I'm going to, because there's more info out there, but it's the bad info. A lot of times you get the bad info. And a lot of us here can remember when NLP got famous back in the 80s and 90s, they always say, you know, if you look up to the left, you're doing this. If you look up to the right, you're telling a lie. It's like, well, no, that's not how it works, right? Especially like for police officers, right? Because if anybody here has ever been pulled over, right, you're probably looking, your eyes are bouncing around a lot, right? Because you're nervous. You're like, did I speed? Was I doing this? Was I doing that? So it doesn't, you know, that's a very minor thing. So we're going to skip the stuff that doesn't work. And what I like to say, this class I'll be teaching, it's kind of like, you know, I always say when you learn NLP and now it's integrated with hypnosis, things like visual, auditory, kinesthetic, the words you're using, how that, that's the first level. And then like mirroring and matching and magic words and some of that, which I'll go over really quickly. But, you know, that's like, it gives you an X-ray view of the people you're talking about. But what I hope to do with this is give you a three-dimensional, it's more like an MRI. It's a psychological MRI. It's not just visual, auditory, kinesthetic, toward, away from, some of the things that we know, which is powerful beyond belief. They don't even, as a psychologist, they could tell you, they don't even teach this to 90% of the psychologists out there. But when you step into deception detection, what really works, what's going on when somebody is being deceptive? And basically, they always stress it's about being stressful. But when you're under stress, certain things happen that you can't consciously control. And it's not the stuff that most people teach. And then with that, so I'm going to be giving out a little handbook called the Deception Detection Handbook. So you can kind of monitor it. And again, we'll be doing exercises with each other to not just see it, but when you're asking the questions and you're doing this, it's like, whoa, this stuff is really powerful. So I'll be doing the deception detection. I also teach what the FBI used to call the social needs, what really drives people. Not what we think drives people, what really drives people. And this is powerful beyond belief. So if you're given a presentation, you can kind of begin to codify parts of the audience, and you can say, okay, I'm going to do this little thing for the people that want social power. I'm going to do this little thing for people that have a pity thing going on. I want to do this little thing. And it just brings everybody in. So, you know, I'm really excited about teaching it, right? Because, you know, first of all, and I'll close with, first of all, as a hypnotist, you know, I can tell you this. The general public is fascinated with what we do, right? And I did this when I, back 25, 30 years ago, much like Don, and I got a lot of long teeth in this field. I would do these stop smoking seminars. And I would ask, I think I asked 300 people over a course of a couple weeks when I was doing them. If I introduced myself as, hi, I'm Will, I'm a hypnotist, it had one response. But if I said, hi, I'm Will, I'm a psychologist, totally different response. The biggest being, people loved hypnosis and they would ask questions. When I said I'm a psychologist, people would back up. Right? Are you, you know? And so we already have a hook, right? Now I'm gonna give you some information that like very few people know. 99.9% of the psychologists and probably 98% of the hypnotists don't know, because it's just now being kind of leaked out into the general population. But hopefully, again, I want to give you tools and techniques that you can use so you can spot deception and you can really read people in a three-dimensional format. So that's why I'm excited and going to have the little deception detection handbook and a little overview of social needs that makes it easy to use.
Oh, that's excellent. Now, Will, attendees will be able to take these tools, and they not only will they be able to use it in their professional practice, but they'll also be able to do it and use these techniques in just regular life. I mean, these are some powerful tools, and so it's something that they could use in both aspects, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. And in fact, I'm going to kind of keep stressing to the people, like, trust me, when you first learn this, you're going to become very cynical and question everyone. But, you know, we'll kind of show you, kind of like how Don knows, you know, you don't want to get into that thinking like a police officer constantly, right? But you could take this information and put it down. And like, I had someone, I did a little training in it, and somebody took the training. They said, you know, hey, the other day I went to buy a new car, and I started thinking about the things you were saying about like deception detection, talking to these car salesmen, not to be stereotypical. But he goes, he ended up getting saving like $4,000 on the car, just because he could tell that like how the person was not quite being truthful. We'll say that.
Well, I guess that is definitely a good tool to have, especially anybody in the market for a new vehicle. So that's awesome, Will. And We're really looking forward to having you at Solid Gold Weekend. And now with me, we have Erica Flint. Erica, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Jeremy. It's great to be here. I'm super excited to come to Solid Gold. It's such a great event. I love the format. I love seeing everybody. And I've got a really exciting, I think, topic to share with everybody as well.
It is such a great event that we're going to be hosting this year. It's a kickoff event for our 75th anniversary, 2025. So we're really going to kick it off strong here with our amazing panel of speakers. Let us know just a little overview of your talk, your presentation at Solid Gold, Developing Your Hypnosis Hero Story.
Yep, it's a client conversion story. And what I found is over the course of my career, and I think we all know how compelling and powerful storytelling is. And this is taking testimonials to the next level. So when we get client testimonials and they're willing to share, the benefit and results of hypnosis, you know, you'll see a lot of people sharing that online and say, hey, if this looks like you, if you'd like this result, you know, give me a call, that type of thing. And that can be really helpful. I think people have done that for a long while. But what I noticed is sometimes it's hard to actually do that. And it's not easy to put it in a format that is super compelling for people. And so the Heroes framework really is a way to kind of like an upgraded way to tell a story about a client getting success with hypnosis. So the Heroes framework makes hypnosis the hero. So that when your client, potential client, is listening to the story, they can be the hero in the story. Oh, I wonder if I can get that type of result. Okay. So what makes this a little bit different, and the way that I noticed this was, you know, I've authored 4 books on hypnosis, and most of them tell a lot of stories about clients, you know, they're presenting issue and things that they were struggling with, but they're longer stories, right? And well, we all know online today, people have a very short attention span, and we really do need to communicate with our potential clients in a really loving way. And that doesn't mean, you know, that doesn't mean like using loving language. I mean, let's love them and understand where are they at and speak to them in a language that they can understand. So we want to, you know, people are used to short, compelling content. So we're going to start the Heroes framework with a hook, something that is compelling, truthful, right, authentic, but compelling. And then, of course, there's going to be some type of obstacle where the client had to realize that there's a real big problem here. But in that obstacle, there becomes an epiphany, something that they realize. And the epiphany is something really cool about hypnosis, where we get to talk about hypnosis reveals the deeper truth. Hypnosis gives you access to the subconscious mind, or kind of like the premise of the value of hypnosis and the work that you offer. And then there is a call to action and success. So it is it's simple and easy. And so when I have a testimonial from someone, it makes it easy for me to kind of put it in this format and tell a story on social media, email, blog post. And it's really shortened my time in doing that, because otherwise I just, you know, try to be really creative and they were still good, but longer.
Yep. No, that is so cool. That, it, you know, it reminds me of success breeds success, you know, kind of goes along with it. And also that aha moment that your client has.
Right. And this is where you're going to have clients that come to you and say, you were talking to me. You were talking to me. Like they read your post and the first line is compelling. And then there's an obstacle. They're drawn in. They're wondering what's going to happen in the story, but we keep it nice and sweet and short. And I just find I have more fun doing it this way too. It's not as hard for me to create content.
Sure.
So it's good for us. It makes it easier for us. It's still really flexible, right? It doesn't feel like a cookie cutter.
right.
But it's good for our readers and good for our
podcast. What a great tool. Yeah. Very customizable for the hypnotist to use as a tool in their practice. And that's what I love most about Solid Gold Weekend is after a weekend of Solid Gold, the attendees walk away with the tools that they can use right away in their practice when they get back.
That's exactly right. And that is precisely why I did this, because there's a lot of ways that we can talk about what we do, which is what we really need to do as professional hypnotists, talk about what we do in a compelling way, a loving way. But it can be hard to do that. And some people get overwhelmed, right? So, you know, one of the rules of good copywriting is make people want to read the next line, right? And that's kind of what this is all about. So we're being thoughtful in the way that we're presenting a story. So it is guiding somebody through an authentic story of hope, relief, healing, however you want to call it. And then at the end, inviting them to work with you, right? So it can make parts of our job easier and more fun. And I can't wait to share with people. I can't wait to see everyone at Solid Gold. It's always so much fun. So this is going to be a great year.
Can't wait until Solid Gold in Las Vegas, and we'll see you there.
Yeah, I'll see you there.
Awesome. Thank you. Just a little bit about the Solid Gold weekend, and those of you presenters can chime in who have been to the Tuscany Suites, a little bit about the hotel. You know, people have said to me that they've been to conferences before where they're in the smoky casino, their eyes burn, they can barely talk. The Tuscany has a way from you going to your sleeping room to the meeting rooms without even stepping foot in the casino. You can go to the hotel lobby, right up the elevator to the second floor, walk down the hallway, and you go to the meeting area. So you totally avoid the smoke-filled casinos, which is very nice. And in the layout of the Tuscany Suites, I really enjoy it. Each room is a suite. It's got a little kitchenette area, a refrigerator, spacious rooms. The rooms are huge. They have a couple pools at the facility, a little gym. You can work out while you're there. So they have some pretty good restaurants. The Bar 365, I've gone there for a burger and some tacos before, and those are wonderful. And of course, if you do like gambling, it's a small casino. It's nothing major where you're going to get lost. You can walk side to each end of the whole casino back and forth, and you can still see where you are, which is nice. Anybody have anything they wanted to add about the location?
Hi, Jay. I have to jump in on that one because what you said was exactly correct. Years ago, I did some classes in the casino with 82 million floors. And I actually, how do I get to meeting room? Oh my God, I'm running late on time, this, that, and the other. Where the first time I was at Tuscany, I went to get on the elevator, push the button, go up to the rooms. And I'm standing in the elevator and the guy said, "You having trouble?" I said, "I'm trying to." He said, "There's only one floor. There's not a big decision. You're on the ground floor, so you push number two." And I pushed number two, and all the meeting rooms were right there. So it wasn't, well, I'm spending more of my time going from my sleeping room to the meeting room, where depending on which part you're in, you're 5 minutes, 10, if you walk slow and you're there. And the staff on a scale of 1 to 10 are off the chart. I think it's probably because it's a smaller hotel. Yeah. I always say, "Ooh, if I think I needed something, the guy in charge of my room is bringing it in already." So yeah, top notch. I don't go down the strip for anything else because Jay mentioned one restaurant. My favorite is Maryland's, which is right there at the hotel. Within reason, I'm in the mood for prime rib, this, that, and the other. And it doesn't have the typical high price, so you're not going to eat and say, "I better win some money now to pay for it." But yeah, one of my favorite hotels out of everyone I've been around the country.
And Jay, awesome. There are villas there, and that's what I love. It's broken into villas, and they really are suites. And I think a lot of us have spoken at many different resorts and hotels in Las Vegas, and just like Don said, it can be so confusing. But the one thing that every conference, every convention has that they try and foster that I think this is really good at fostering is community. There are so many spots to congregate and to meet, and they have fire pits that we can all gather around. And just the community that's built around this event and the Tuscany Suites makes it easier to build that sense of community, because we all know it's the conversations that happen between the workshops that really build that sense of friendship and companionship and colleagueship. And the Tuscany Suites makes it so easy to do that and to just to get to know people and to mix and mingle.
That's a great point, Dan. They really do. I like that area with the little fire pits. You usually can go out there, relax, have a cocktail, and chat with your fellow colleagues. It really is a great location. Another great thing about it is if you do like to go to the Strip, it's within walking distance to the Strip, and it's almost right in the middle of the Strip, you know. So you could take an Uber or a Lyft ride from the hotel right to whatever you want to go to on the Strip, and then make your way back. It's not a very hard location to find, and it's off the Strip, which is nice because you find that the prices are a little bit lower as well. So like the Tuscany Suites.
Yeah. It's only like a block and a half off the Strip, though. I mean, it's a short walk down one road, and you're right there by the Bellagio and the Paris. I mean, it is extremely easy to avail yourself of the cultural and dining opportunities that Las Vegas offers without having to pay the premium for actually staying on the Strip itself.
Right, right. They are Las Vegas blocks, Scott. So they're a little bigger than normal blocks. I remember when we first went out there, I'm like, you can see the Stratosphere from this hotel. It can't be that far. And then after walking for about an hour and a half, we got to the Stratosphere and said we're never doing that again. But yeah, the Tuscany Suites is a great location. March 1st and 2nd, please come join us. You'll have a lot of fun.
Jay, I have a question for you.
Yes.
One of the last times I spoke at Solid Gold, we had like a panel of experts at the end where it's like, ask us anything. Are people still going to have that opportunity?
Yes, absolutely. At the end of the Solid Gold on Sunday, for 1 hour, we are doing our Solid Gold Platinum panel, where all presenters will be on the stage, and you can ask them anything. Whatever's on your mind, or maybe something that came up over the weekend that you want further clarification, you can ask a general question to all presenters, or you can direct your question to individual presenters. Dan, that's been something that 1 hour with all the presenters, attendees are like, wow. You know, you get this one-on-one with the presenters, and you get to ask them whatever you want about, you know, to help your practice. And our presenters are always very helpful to chip in different ideas. So yeah, we're definitely doing that.
And I think it's so important to emphasize too, Jay, because so many people on Sunday, they're like, I'm going to bow out early. This is the 1 hour you want to make sure you stay there for and you attend, because this is your opportunity to ask us anything. And I think that's super valuable. And I'm so glad that you're still keeping that as part of the agenda.
Absolutely. When you have six, world-renowned, award-winning presenters in front of you, and you have the opportunity to ask them anything to help you with your practice, that's invaluable. It really is. So presenters enjoy doing it. Attendees enjoy it. But yeah, you're right. You don't want to miss the Platinum panel. Well, thank you, Dan. I look forward to seeing you all in Las Vegas. Thank you.
Good to see you.
Thank you for listening to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. You're welcome to share your ideas for future podcasts by emailing us, nghpodcast@ngh.net.